There's no mystery about the reason why various signs are placed along highways. Without them, there are pieces of information of which we would remain unaware, important pieces of information. Without signs, we wouldn't know what speed is safe for the steep descent or the sharp curve. Without signs, we wouldn't know the names of the streets that we cross. Without signs in the middle of the night, we wouldn't know that the bridge is out. Similarly, there are signs that we absolutely need to know, things that we absolutely need to know as we journey toward eternity, things of which we would be without a clue were they not revealed by divine authority. And so the Bible holds before us various pieces of information, a few of which involve the word one. There are a number of uses of the word one, which are obvious to all. There is only one you. There will be only one 10-12 on March 1st, 2016. There is only one United States of America. But there are other uses of the word one that are not obvious and require divine revelation to be known. One such item was clearly presented by two of the Lord's disciples, John and Peter, when they were hauled in before the religious rulers of their day because of the faith that they expressed. As recorded in Acts chapter 4, we're told that they declared, "There is salvation in no other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." As we travel down the highway of Christianity, it becomes evident quite quickly that Christianity is not the only religious route being taken. The religious scene today does not resemble I-80 in Utah, which is pretty much the only major highway a person can take from east to west. It looks a lot more like the scrambled maze of streets and highways that one finds in large cities like Los Angeles. There are all kinds of choices out there. And sadly, some people are barreling down the Buddha Boulevard. Other people are heading down the Hindu Highway. There are hundreds of other religious routes that humans have constructed over the centuries. And adding to the confusion, the world voices its misguided perspective that it doesn't really matter which road you're on, which religion you follow. They all go to the same place is a broadly held perspective. You have probably seen the bumper sticker, it's pretty common, which has the word coexist written, and the letters are made out of the various symbols of different religions from around the world. The implication apparently being that all religions are pretty much the same and should be viewed as equals. It's a prevalent thought. One of the devil's favorite lies is religion is religion. It doesn't matter which variety, which version you happen to attach yourself to, as long as you stick to it and believe in it with all your heart, that's all that really matters. But the inspired Peter said the very opposite. There is no other name under heaven given among man by which we must be saved. Another way of saying, of course, that there is but one way that attains eternal life. Even though there are hundreds of religions in the world, there is only one which can successfully bring its followers to the all-important goal of salvation. There is only one that can deliver from the punishment that our sins deserve. It was said in the ancient world that all roads lead to Rome. There are those who now say that all roads will result in salvation, all religious highways. But it's not so. What we can say about every religion in the world is that it will find that its adherents are all at the same spot at the very same moment of time on the last day, namely, before the judgment throne of God. It is true that everyone, regardless of a religious affiliation, will find himself or herself standing before the very same judge on the last day. We're told that it is appointed for men once to die, and after that, the judgment. And on that day, everyone will finally see how true it is that there is only one way that results in eternal life. On that day it will become clear that every single route, religious route, except for one, is a dead end. Revelation speaks of people on the wrong road as those who will have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. It is from that end that our text speaks of being saved. It is from that judgment that Peter speaks of obtaining salvation, emphasizing that there is only one way, only one route that results in life. Sadly, a lot of people in our time think that this makes God unkind and unloving, and that he's sort of an elitist to say that there is only one way to salvation. But think of God for a moment as a doctor who has discovered the only truly successful cure for a fatal illness. Would you refer to that doctor as being unkind and unloving if he told his patient, "You've got to take this prescription, it's the only one that's going to work"? He would be viewed as unkind and unloving if, on the other hand, he simply told the patient, go ahead and do whatever you think is going to work for you best. It doesn't really make any difference. That would be unkindness and an act of unloving activity. So also would God be unloving and unkind only if he would invite sinners to take whatever path they felt like, when he knows that there is only one route that works. And what is the one way that does lead to life? What is the name which God has attached to salvation? Jesus Christ. Two verses before our text, Peter explained the power behind the miracle that he had performed. "By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." You can be sure you're on the way to life if you cling to the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, the personal name which reveals him to be the Savior. Christ, the official name which shows that he's the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies, the Anointed One. He is the way that leads to life, and how different he is from all the fabricated gods of the heathen world. When boiled down to basics, the chief principle of every other religion, every other religious road in the life in the world, is that you have to try to somehow make amends with God for the things you've done wrong, make up for your sins, appease him in some difficult way. The teaching from God, however, is the very opposite. Christianity, the only religion not created by human beings, proclaims the good news that when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. The one way is truly the easy way, in the sense that the impossible burden of having to atone and make up for our own sins has been lifted by our shoulders by Christ, and in him we are free to press on to glory. And since Jesus did all that needed to be done for our salvation, he says simply, "He who believes has eternal life." Faith in Jesus as Savior, even if it's a young faith, even if it's a weak faith, is all that the Lord will look for on that last day when he welcomes the faithful into glory. Jesus Christ's way. It is the one way of salvation. It's the only way of salvation. Should we begrudge God that there is only one way to life? No, he is rather to be thanked and praised for coming up with a way that actually works, that can deliver us. The way of atonement through his Son. At-O-N-E, meant. Meant for the world, meant for life. A hymn which speaks of his redeeming act on our behalf is 360, stanzas 3, 5, and 6. Hymn 360, 3, 5, and 6.